life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Listen along with our host, Josiah Carrick, as we take a deep dive into the experiences of students at Cedarville University. Bella, Ben, and Joseph continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Eliana joins them as our freshman. There will be many joys and challenges this year, but we can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hey, Ben, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, day 657, so just 2 weeks later. How you doing? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had more bio. That's not been optimal. But other than that, I'm alive.
Yeah, you mentioned that two things are taking up most of your time. PR.
Yes.
And bio. So tell me about those.
Well, PR is the more fun out of the two. It's like my job, and it's what I enjoy doing and what I'm hoping to do as a career. So it's been exciting because I get to like actually practice what I'm hoping to do as a job. I'm getting to do that on campus, and it's been interesting getting to interview people, getting the transcripts, writing out the stories, that kind of thing. It's been fun. However, it's also been at least 10 hours a week. The kind of work that it is, I think I mentioned this last episode, you can't just clock in and clock out and then leave that behind. Like, it kind of follows you because you're still sending emails and still thinking about this, and someone has to cancel an interview. Oh no, guess you have to reshuffle your study break, that kind of thing. Bio, that laugh gives you everything you need to know. It's not fun. I think anyone at Cedarville kind of understands that bio is not a great class.
Now, why do you say
that? Okay, here's the thing about bio, and I don't want to like trash talk, but I will. The problem with bio is it's a gen ed. Everyone's got to take it. Okay, it's fine. But the kind of constant workload that they ask of you is, one, unsustainable, and two, completely like, what's the word I'm looking for? Unbalanced with what the class actually is. Like, they expect you to constantly be doing things. You have your textbook reading. You have, like, once or twice a week, you have these really long quizzes off of, like, this, like, external program. Plus, you have a lab for, like, 2 hours every other week. Plus, your exams. And it's just enough. Plus, the way he does attendance is they randomly give you these little, like, question worksheet things on some days. So some days you'll come in and they won't be there, and some days they will be there. And so it's like I went for 3-4 days straight without missing a class. The one day I woke up, I had like a really bad, I think it was the Cedar plague. I just felt awful, so I didn't go. Of course it's the day
right
he has one of the attendance things. But it's just basically constant busy work that doesn't really correlate to anything, because it doesn't really help, at least for me, it doesn't really help me learn. In fact, it kind of does the opposite, where I feel like I'm jumping from one assignment / topic to the next to get it done real fast. I'm not really retaining any of the information. So it's just kind of like going through the motions, I guess, but it's just constantly something hanging over your head. And so that, combined with PR, has made for some very stressful weeks.
Sure. I know everyone has to take it, and I'm going to be honest with you. I took this class 4 years ago, and I don't remember it being that difficult. Maybe it's because I was a freshman and kind of wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, had no idea what was happening.
And I think it would be optimal if I've taken it earlier or before life got busier. I'm in other like really long, like 300-level classes, 400-level classes. I'm doing work. So it's like maybe when I was a freshman, it would have been fine and manageable. But right now, it just doesn't seem. I'm getting more work assigned for my 1,000-level gen ed class than I am for 3,000-level communication classes.
Okay, like, that is relatable. I do understand that. Now, I'm not condoning, like, poor academic work. However,
yeah,
I did get a C in bio, and Cs get degrees if needed.
I'm going to be honest. I will be thanking the Lord for a D in bio.
Oh,
like,
wow.
At this point, I'm just looking. I'm like, I'm not having the time to prepare the way I want to. My first exam's coming up Friday, and they're like, make sure you do this and this and this, and also go to the study session that's the same night as those three other things you have to go to. And I'm like, this is how I die.
Right.
This is how it happens. Yeah. This is the death of an honor student right here. You're watching it unfold in real time.
Are you wanting to learn from bio and retain anything?
No. like, that's harsh, but I took biology and advanced bio, so human anatomy, in high school. I learned some stuff from it. I hate to be, like, pragmatic about it, but, like, in reality, I'm never going to use this information. I'm a communication major. I'm going to be doing communication PR work. Like, it's, in some levels, it's really interesting. Like, the lectures, I actually enjoy. The problem is it's the lecture's information, trying to scribble down all the notes, plus all the information from your books and your tests and your quizzes and your lab, plus, like, we have to read case for the creator and do, like, weekly, like, essay, like, paragraph essays about it. So it's, like, it's constantly, like, if it was just the lab, I mean, not the lab, if it was a lecture and some of the assignments, I feel like I would actually retain the information because I'm interested in it. It's just I'm interested in it, and then I have to put it down and then go read 20 pages of a textbook to take a 30-minute quiz and fill out a pre-lab for the next day, even though we're having a lab for a chapter that we're not taking a test on, although we have a test the day after. So it's just like...
Yeah, I understand. It's difficult, especially when you're like us and you don't need to have this knowledge.
Yeah.
But... being a gen ed, though, and being for a freshman class, I think it's mainly designed to help kind of weed out the freshmen who need a wake-up call, in that sense, to what college really is, because this is what it's going to be like for some of your classes. You need to be prepared. So the fact that you're taking it as a junior is kind of unfortunate, because you can't really handle that kind of class dynamic right now.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, we've all had to go through it.
It is what it is. I feel like that's my mentality for this whole semester. It's like, yeah, this thing is probably going to kill me and overwork me, but it is what it is.
Well, tell me a little bit more about PR. You said 10 hours a week. Is that a cap on how much you can work, or is it whatever you
That's what I'm scheduled, so that's what I work on the clock. But, like, you work 10 hours a week on the clock, plus a lot of work and a lot of thought. Maybe that'll get better as I go, but, like, I haven't had a great, like, experience so far of learning how to, like, put that down, like, put thinking about it down and the stories down and, like, walking away to do the other stuff. Like, it kind of follows me. So 10 hours plus all the other stuff, it's just high stress, and it's good. I like it. It's just kind of like those two high stress things. If it was one or the other, I would be fine. But having both of them right now, it's like, I just brain short circuit kind of thing, you know?
What are some of the stories you've done?
So far I've done a story. So my beats I'm assigned to are communication and the like, pharmacy and education. So I did a story on a new initiative that the School of Education is doing. It's called Symbiotica. So it's basically like a hybrid learning alternative that they're offering for homeschool students. It's like once or twice a week, people will come in for like in-person classes here at school under student teachers who are in the middle childhood education program. So it's really exciting because a lot of times these students, they're going to, you know, learn 3 years of theory and then they have to wait for their senior year to go student teach. Whereas this, they get to turn around like as they learn something and implement it under like the guidance of their, you know, professors and doctors who are there in the classroom as well. But like, it's really cool. And so I did a story on that. I did a shorter story basically announcing a big yearly ceremony that the School of Pharmacy is doing. I have another story coming out about a pharmacy student from Egypt who had a pretty miraculous story to get here.
Oh, wow.
And then another one on a senior PWID major, professional writing and information design, for those of you who aren't in communication because you stink.
Okay, Ben.
She got the opportunity to illustrate a book over the summer, a book that got published very unexpectedly. So that was kind of cool. So those are like those two haven't gotten out yet, but I finished them and they're in like the final stages of editors. So that's kind of the gist of what's going on for me.
It's awesome that you have this opportunity because, like you said, this is something you want to do professionally. Do you think like the job out of school will be in a PR position?
I hope so. So far, either that or like some kind of social media managing. And I don't have maybe the exact, like, I did this as a job on my resume for that, but I've been able to do that for Mukapa for 2 years. I've worked on managing their Instagram and social media. I'm in virtual communication, as you know, as a communication major, but for some of the people who don't know, one of the things you have to do for that is basically come up with a virtual media campaign throughout the semester. So our group is actually working directly with Cedars to revitalize and basically launch an advertising and social media campaign to basically make Cedars a more well-known name across campus because it exists and people don't know about it.
Good.
So that would be also something that would be really nice on a resume if I end up going down that route.
Virtual communication, the class is awesome. Last year, that's where the campaign Deep Calls for Life came out of. That was the campaign that helped Chuck Elliott find a kidney donor.
Oh, yeah. Professor Green talks about it very excitedly, like every time, and I feel like it's the gold standard which none of us can reach. But hey, they gotta shoot for the stars.
Yeah, it will be the gold standard, but it's the best standard. And what I've heard is that Dr. Green asked a group of students, "Hey, if you're ready for this, I have something huge." And of course, at that time, that's what Dr. Elliott needed. So I'm glad they were able to do it. Yeah. All right, Ben. Let's move on to Mucapa. What is Barn Party? You're gearing up for this big event. I've never heard of this before.
So Barn Party is the first big event that we do as Mucapa. Basically, there's this host family that is connected with the school. They have a farm. It's about 45 minutes or an hour away. So basically what will happen is we all gear up. People sign up in advance. You have to pay a little bit. We'll head out there. We work with proxy numbers through the school. So we'll get like hot dogs, hamburgers that we can grill. We'll have, you know, picnic, kind of like grill food out there over a campfire. We'll have a time of worship and then testimonies. Different people in Mucapa, upperclassmen, will share some of their stories and how God's worked. We split into guys and girls for that. And then, like, a chaplain will give a message, and then there's, like, a hayride. We do s'mores. We'll do, like, games late at night. And then the guys will basically spend the night in the barn, like, hook up hammocks, sleeping bags, that kind of thing. The girls will spend the night inside at the house and just kind of, like, have an overnight community thing. And then in the morning, the host family makes us breakfast. We kind of chit-chat. We fellowship. We have a little story time. I'm probably going to get forced to read the story time this time, but, hey, I'm prepared for it.
You'll do a good job with that.
That sounds... I never read books out loud. I hate it.
Yeah, but you've got the personality for it.
I'm definitely being sarcastic. When I was a kid, I wanted to be like an audiobook narrator. So there was a period of time where I would like sit on the couch reading my book and I would do it out loud to practice because I was like, they're going to need practice when I get my job.
Hey, you could still do it.
If I could figure out how to pursue that, I absolutely positively would.
I'm a bit jealous about Barn Party. That sounds really fun, like something I would want to do. And that's... good for you. This is good for you right now because it gives you time specifically to hang out with Mucapa people, which I know you need. So before we wrap up, give me an update on what we talked about last time, which was I now have to schedule my free time. And like you say in this journal entry, it's like a currency now.
Yeah, I was really tired when I wrote that journal entry, but I was like, yeah. Yeah, that's a good phrase. I hate the fact that I have to use my free time as currency, and I don't like it. It's been going okay so far. I've been able to hang out with people. My best friend here at school, I don't know if you're familiar with Betrayal and House at the Hill.
Oh, I love that game.
Betrayal at House on the Hill. One of those things. There's an at and an on in the title somewhere.
It's at House, yeah.
It's really fun, and we busted it out, and me and his girlfriend and then some friends from Mucapa, we have played it like two or three times and then played it with some of the guys in our hall. And so like that's been a fun opportunity of like getting to grab some people together for like an hour and a half and spending some time. So that's something I think we want to continue into the semester. I've been able to do some movie nights every Tuesday night, me and the guys in the hall. We've been watching through Ahsoka, the new Star Wars show, as it's come out. So that's been really exciting. Just we've been holding it in our room, so just kind of gathering that community a little bit. It's been really cool to see. You know, I've been grabbing some meals here there when I can, but it's been hard. It's been okay. It's gone all right. Like I haven't felt like I've absolutely dropped off from everybody or anything like that yet. But it's just I always feel like there's more I want to do and I can't. So that's been kind of hard to let go and just be like, okay, just have the conversations and spend the time where you can, and you know, the rest, God's in God's hands. And if he wants you to, you know, have to choose and have to do other things right now, then that's what I got to be doing.
I understand that. I've always wanted to do more, which is why I have done a lot in my collegiate career. But at the same time, Ben, there are only 24 hours in the day, and you need at least half, well, a little bit under half to sleep. So like
No. I can cut that down. That's not important. We can cut that down.
Ben, Ben, you get
There's
my point, man.
There's 22 hours in the day if I don't sleep longer than 2 hours. No, I'm kidding.
That is not sustainable.
No, it's not.
But I say all that just because there is, like, a limit that God has placed on our bodies to, like, we could go from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, but that's just not sustainable. And I know I've done that before, but I just wish you the best to try and figure this out, because it's going to be hard, and there might be a time where there's, like, this sneaking up feeling that you sense when you just truly can't do everything that you want to do, but you don't want to admit it yet.
Yeah. And that's, I think, where I'm at. I'm starting to learn I got to admit it, and I don't know what the things are yet that still need to be cut, but I'm praying that God shows it to me.
So you think stuff does need to be cut?
As in, like, what do I spend less time on?
Yeah.
Like, I can't cut anything. There's nothing I can drop right now. Where am I going to have to put my priorities? It is what it is.
It is. And hopefully in 2 weeks, you'll have a more clear answer about that. I hope to hear about it.
Well, I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Ben. See you next time.
Thanks, Josiah. I'll see you around.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcasts, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley.